Hello and welcome to The Ticket, the podcast where we explore the cutting edge of customer service and support. In today's episode, we're joined once again by Declan Ivory, VP of Customer Support at Intercom, and Bobby Stapleton, Senior Director of Human Support at Intercom. It's another great conversation, this time exploring how our own customer support team is benefiting from Intercom's Finn AI Copilot, our brand new intelligent personal assistant for customer service teammates. We'll uncover how Finn AI Copilot works in practice, how it is enhancing efficiency, simplifying information retrieval, and transforming customer interactions. Our support team absolutely love it already, as you'll see. So without further ado, let's head over to studio to Bobby and Declan.
Hey Declan, welcome back to The Ticket. Good to have you here today.
Great to be here, Bobby. As always, I enjoy our conversation, so really looking forward to what's going to happen over the next few minutes.
Yeah, so we had an exciting week last week with the debut of our new Finn AI Copilot, your very own AI agent right there in the help desk, able to help out teammates. And so it's been a busy week here at Intercom and excited to sit down and talk more with you about it. So before we jump in, can you start by telling us and the listeners a bit more about what Finn AI Copilot is and how it differentiates from last year's Finn AI agent?
Very good. Yeah, I mean, I'll talk about what we did last year. So obviously with Finn Agent, we were very much focused on how can we use knowledge that's out there for customers and use it in a way where we can answer customer queries immediately 24/7 using the power of generative AI. So it really was kind of groundbreaking approach to engaging with customers, using information that ensure that we were giving accurate, fast answers to our customers, and really, you know, transforming the customer experience directly when they're asking a question from the support team. So that was the primary focus last year. We did have some kind of minor features that we launched in the help desk, you know, for the agent, but we put a lot of our development effort on really transforming the customer experience, learning a lot around the power of AI and how you can use generative AI to really kind of construct answers that are valuable to customers and really address their issues in real time. But as we all know, as great as generative AI is, as great as Finn is, it doesn't answer everything up front. And, you know, there's always the need to come through to a human support team. So we kind of pivoted our focus and really said, well, how can we make the life of the support rep a lot better using AI so that they can kind of engage in a different way with our customers? And that's what Finn AI Copilot is all about. It's really around how can we use some of that same technology, like the generative AI technology, leveraging large language models, how can we use that to actually make the life or the role of the support rep different? And in many ways, it's building on everything that we learned from Finn, but looking at it through a different lens. So it's not just about the external content that we have available to answer customer questions. It's also looking at, well, how can you marry that with internal only information that sometimes you use to answer or address a customer's query? How do you look at the conversation history that you've had as well? So layering all that information into one place where through a prompt, a support rep can ask a question on behalf of the customer and get information from all those various sources brought together, you know, a structured answer provided, references to where all the information has come from. So all of a sudden it makes that task of compiling an answer for a customer a lot easier than it was before, and accessing a whole variety of sources of information that today you would have had to navigate through, or previously you would have to navigate through, and you wouldn't have it all accessible from a single source. So quite a powerful experience for the support rep, but it could be great for the customer as well, because again, when they do go through to someone looking for support, they are then getting a faster answer, and in many cases a better answer, because the support rep has access to a lot more information they might have traditionally.
Yeah, and you touch on the Finn AI Copilot's pulling all this information, and you're right, this is information that was accessible, has always been accessible to teammates, whether it was digging through the help desk cross pass combos or going across our own internal knowledge base. But this is exactly what these LLMs do really well, especially when they're tuned specifically for support, gathering all this information, making it very easy and accessible to the teammates, and you're saving so much time. So that's a perfect segue over to my next question. You know, we've seen across some results from our team, across from customers on the beta, there's a 31% increase in agent efficiency with Finn AI Copilot in these early testings. Can you elaborate on what changes or improvements are contributing most significantly to this efficiency boost?
Yeah, I think the biggest two areas of impact are firstly in the ability to search information. So today, as we said, that information was available, but you typically had to go to maybe other tabs in your browser using different techniques to pull maybe conversation history versus maybe pulling something from your internal data knowledge store, etc. So we're using different ways to get that information. And really the biggest productivity base is being able to ask a question of Finn Copilot. It's using semantic matching then to actually pull in all of the information that relates to that area of interest and, you know, suggesting a response for you. So the first productivity improvement is cutting down on the time it takes to research and get access to the information that you require. That's kind of probably the biggest benefit. And I think a lot of our own kind of support team have kind of given that sentiment. They really appreciate the fact that they can search this information, which is available anyway, but search it in a much faster way. I think the second big area of productivity improvement is obviously one of the benefits of a large language model. It can then take that information, synthesize it, and suggest the response that you should give to the customer. So even kind of compiling the reply, it's a lot quicker. And yeah, you have the option to go in and tune it, customize it, personalize it, etc. But a lot of the core information is presented for you in a way that is very digestible for the customer. And it just speeds up the whole ability to generate a response and send it out to the customer. They're probably the two primary areas where we're seeing the most benefit. You know, there are other advantages as well, particularly when you can access conversation history. You can see exactly how that conversation was presented before. You know, you can get extra information that you might want to provide to the customer based on how that question was answered in the past. So lots of, you know, productivity gains for the support team, and just makes their life a lot easier in terms of responding to some of those more difficult conversations that come through to the human support team.
Yeah. And one of the examples the team has shared with me is just like that ability to do this quick and fast, like fact check or sanity check. And I feel like so often the team's working through cases and they're like, I'm 90% sure I know what the answer to this is, but maybe it changed recently or a product shipped something different. So having the ability to just quickly ask Copilot and have it parse through those recent conversations or to quickly check that internal knowledge base right there in that right-hand side pane. And just to give yourself that extra confidence, like I think that's harder to quantify, but just those minutes spent going and digging and trying to validate, we now quickly have that. And I feel like that's saving us a lot of time too.
Absolutely. And the fact that it brings up all those sources for you, so you know where it has gotten the information from. As you say, you can cross-check, fact-check. Like that, again, is very powerful. You're not having to think, oh, where can I cross-reference or cross-check that? It's all there in front of you. You have the sources that, you know, Finn Copilot has pulled together to answer your question.
Yeah, that nagging feeling of like, I swear I saw this somewhere, whether it was like in a combo or in a doc and stuff, and then boom, now you don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
Could you share a specific example or story where Finn AI Copilot significantly improved the way an issue was resolved compared to the old traditional methods?
Yeah, so one of the engineers was sharing with me earlier that one thing that she found really beneficial was being able to use Finn AI Copilot to really look at past conversations. So maybe for the example was a subject matter area where she wasn't 100% confident in her own kind of knowledge and understanding, but kind of knew enough to kind of navigate the issue. But because she was able then through Copilot to actually source a similar conversation that had been done with a customer, you know, she was able to get very precise information. She was also able to get access to other information sources that someone who had previously responded to a similar question had provided. So all of a sudden she felt she was kind of, you know, almost amping up her own skill and expertise by being able to access conversation history and see how that question had been answered in the past. So that was really powerful for one of our support team.
That's so cool. And like, yeah, such a great example of it in action. The one I just wanted to plug for our listeners as well is being able to use Copilot to learn and double check your own internal processes. So we've gone through the transition of moving all of our internal knowledge base over into Intercom as part of our new internal knowledge base product. And so the other day when we had, it was an outage, so that part's not great, but during an outage, the team was able to quickly check and see what is our workflow for handling these outages. And so am I supposed to have my away active status set to a certain way? And the fact that the teammate could ask that again, right there in Copilot during a time where every single second counts of like double checking how our team works and operates, having those workflows and internal processes right at your fingertips is also, again, a really beneficial tool in addition to getting that information for customer answers. So
Oh, yeah, but I think there is one wow moment that I think we should share, Bobby. Like, we obviously have gone some testing with our engineering teams, and at one stage they asked us to disable Copilot for part of the team, keep it enabled for the other part of the team so we could do a bit of A-B testing, right? The people who had it disabled were very unhappy, right? And that for me is kind of a pretty wow moment because, you know, it's still early days. And yet, even after kind of reasonably short period of exposure to Copilot, people who had it removed really, you know, felt aggrieved. They weren't happy that they were the ones who were chosen to kind of, you know, not have access to Copilot for part of this A-B testing. So, yeah, that was very powerful from my point of view. And a real wow moment, like when the team are that kind of passionate that they're kind of saying they're sad and annoyed to lose access, that's very compelling. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a man, Slack was fun that day. There were some pretty fun memes and GIFs happening, people trying to convince everybody to give them their access. It didn't work. So awesome. Well, next question for you. How does Finn AI Copilot tailor its responses using conversation history? How do you ensure it selects only the most relevant past interactions in order to learn from?
It's a really good question. And obviously, everyone's concerned about, like, what's the accuracy of the information that any kind of, you know, AI capability has. And Finn AI Copilot is no different. Like, you want to make sure that it's got access to the best information. So we are giving customers a level of control around what they bring in terms of the knowledge base that Copilot will use. And particularly when it comes to past conversations, some customers will say, well, I really only want the conversations that are answered by my best engineers so that I'm really assured about the quality of the answer, et cetera. And you can do that. You can actually specify, you know, you will only ingest conversations from certain engineers into the system. So you do have a lot of flexibility over precisely which conversations you take in so that you are assuring the quality as much as you can. And, you know, that was actually a feature I only kind of read about this morning. I wasn't aware we had quite that level of granularity and control in terms of ingesting conversation. So I was very excited to see that because it actually means that our customers can tune precisely what.
Just before we continue with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about Offscript. It's a new series of candid conversations with Intercom leadership all about the extraordinary AI-driven transformation we're currently experiencing. Episode 1 is on our YouTube channel right now. Here's a teaser of what you can expect.
I don't want to come across as overly dramatic, but for every single tech company, this is an adapt or die moment.
It's inevitable that all businesses are going to go AI first. It's just a matter of time.
In this post-AI world, new companies will rise, old companies will fall. Of course, some of these new companies will flame out. Some old companies will pivot successfully too.
I don't think any of us could see a world where this wasn't going to be one of the biggest changes in the customer service landscape ever.
The world we care about is customer service, and it's so patently obvious that the old way will be quickly obsolete. We're racing hard to build a future which will result in better experiences and results for customers and businesses too.
It's not just a product change, it's a mindset change.
Let's make space to talk about all of this. We have so much we want to share. We want to explore these ideas in the open. We want to provoke new ones in you. We want to learn from your reaction.
You just click the kind of like big stupid go button, right? And see what happens.
Welcome to Offscript.
That's all to come on Offscript. The first episode is out now. You can watch it on Intercom's YouTube channel and we'll bring you audio versions of the episodes right here. Now, back to today's episode.
Historical conversations they decide to ingest.
That's great. Besides internal conversations, what else for whether, like, what about the other knowledge sources like internal articles or public URLs? How can we ensure the accuracy and trustworthiness of the information provided by that content?
Like any AI system is only as good as the knowledge and content that it has access to. So the kind of discipline that we have been applying in a Finn world for external knowledge, we need to be as disciplined around the internal knowledge that we have and making sure that it's up to date. You make sure you've got feedback mechanisms for your inbox teammates to be able to say, hey, you know, this information was relevant, wasn't relevant, you know, was inaccurate, you know, suggesting changes, etc. So you do need those kind of knowledge and content management process in place. So that applies equally for Copilot as it does for Finn Agent. Like you really got to make sure you're thinking about, you create the knowledge at the right time, you maintain it, you test out the usability of it, you see how often it is being used by Copilot. And again, there'll be a lot of reporting for customers around what content is actually being used by Copilot, what content is valuable, etc. And there will be opportunity for agents or support engineers to really, recommend where stuff maybe is not quite hitting the mark, etc. And that's no different to, the world today. You've got to focus on your knowledge. That doesn't change in an AI world. In fact, it's probably more critical in an AI world, because obviously you can deliver almost like a flywheel effect when you're using something like Copilot to use that data and empower your complete support team.
Yeah, I know we talked about this with the Fin AI agent, where this is not a new problem or a new priority. I feel like it's always been necessary for support orgs to focus on content management, whether that's external content in a help center or your internal resources and knowledge. But it's been easy to put it on the back burner. Like, it's been easy to say, like, oh, well, the team will figure it out. It's okay if we only verify that every 3 months, maybe, instead of every month. But AI has caused this new forcing function to say, like, this is important for the AI engine. And it's also then important, even for all the other times people are checking or utilizing that too. So it's only as good as the content you're putting in.
And like, in term I use, it was always important. I think it's now critical is the way I describe it. And even like down to simple things about how you structure your content, whether that's internal or external content, so that, at the end of the day, it's an AI engine trying to read it, make sense of it, etc. And I think the term we use is kind of chunking the data, or kind of making sure that it's in bite-sized information that, an AI engine can take account of. And I love the thought that's gone into kind of how you even think about structuring and breaking down the content when you're feeding it into this type of Copilot experience. It's really cool.
With the introduction of Fin AI Copilot, how has the training process for new support agents changed? Are there any specific training tools or methods that have been particularly effective?
Good question. And I have to say, we're only embarking on this part of kind of using Copilot. So we've been reviewing our kind of onboarding processes. And I know, talking to our onboarding team, our enablement team, they're excited to see how they can use Copilot. So Bobby, I don't have very precise answers quite yet, but we absolutely believe that Copilot will help the whole onboarding process. Similar to what I was saying about the engineer who was kind of maybe a little bit nervous about a product area, but got a lot of reassurance by being able to look at past conversations. Imagine layering that on as an enablement opportunity for people who are onboarding onto your team. Like, all of a sudden they will be able to get proficient in new areas very quickly, because they will have access, via Fin AI Copilot to that past conversation history and to other internal sources, and really amp up their knowledge and skill quite quickly. So yeah, don't have any stats on that yet, but I'm actually quite excited around the implications of Copilot from an onboarding and enablement point of view.
Yeah, and like, I think it's a universal experience for newbies to feel like they're drinking from a fire hose when trying to learn a new company or trying to learn any new product, but especially a complex product. And it's one thing to say, hey, don't worry, Declan, if you don't know the answer, you can go check the help center, our internal knowledge base. You can check the GitHub repo. You can go check Slack. You can go check these Google Docs. The answer will be there. You can say that, but it's still a pretty scary feeling. Versus to now be able to say, hey, it's okay if you don't know the answer. Start here. Use this tool. It's going to check 7 out of 10 of these different resources for you. That's going to allow you to hit the ground running. It's a less daunting task for them to be jumping in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a game changer down the line. Yeah.
The one thing I know, I just came from a meeting with one of our managers, Leanne, talking about this, is ensuring that you have just the right expectations for new hires when they come in. Fin Copilot is meant to help you. It's not meant to replace you. And so you still need to really understand that the information that you're reading and sending on over to the customer, that you understand what that means, that it is the correct info. This is not a blind copy and paste. If that was the case, the robots would be doing it. And so making sure that they're still feeling ownership for that answer that they're sending over, I think, is something for companies to keep in mind with new hires.
It's a really good point. I mean, the fact that you're given a suggestion as to how it can be answered, but you have the opportunity to tune it, amend it, personalize it, whatever you need to do, like that's really critical. You're empowering your support team as opposed to, as you say, kind of replacing their kind of smarts. Absolutely. They still need to be able to apply their knowledge and expertise and skill. Yeah.
Well, to wrap us up here, so we had our big announcement last week. It is still very early days. We have customers on the beta and more being added every day. What are the future plans for Fin AI Copilot? Are there any upcoming features or enhancements that you can share with us today?
Well, one thing that I did learn today when I was kind of doing a little bit of research ahead of our conversation is that when we go to GA, we've a lot of what I would call fine-grained controls built into Copilot that I wasn't quite aware of up front. Like even simple things like being able to target certain internal information sources to parts of your team. Right? So you might say you want to prioritize, I don't know, your internal information for this set of your teams, or you might want to prioritize maybe some other public available URL for a different set of your teams. There's lots of ways you can pick and choose what internal sources or what kind of Copilot sources will be used. So that level of granularity and control was something I wasn't aware of, and that's definitely planned for GA. So it was great to see that. Again, I hope this, I haven't any kind of insider knowledge in this, but I hope, you know, we will see different media types supported down the line. Like, I mean, I think that there's a lot of different ways that this can evolve over time. And I think what we have with Copilot is a very strong platform for the future. Yes, going to deliver a lot today. And, you know, we mentioned early 30%+ efficiency gains, potentially depending on how you operate. But I just think it is it's a base for the future. Say a lot of granular controls will be built in. Hopefully a lot more media types will be supported down the line. I think, you know, hopefully we'll see some features that are gearing it more towards that enablement and onboarding piece as well. I think there's probably things we can do there. So, you know, it is only the start of a journey with Fin AI Copilot. I think there's a lot more in the pipeline that we can all get excited about down the line.
Yeah, you mentioned like media types. I saw, this is the point of the podcast, I'll say it out loud. I saw a conversation where we're testing out pulling in certain Slack channel content. Are there any other resources that you're excited to see get explored or added to Copilot besides some of the internal knowledge bases or public URLs?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you think about it, a lot of education or customer education teams do use kind of video content. I'd love over time for us to be able to access some of that content and bring it in as part of how you're responding to a customer. Again, you know, I'm not party as to whether that's even part of the plan, but that's what I'd love to see. You know, really kind of integrating that customer education content as well with all the other content sources that you have. And a lot of that tends to be kind of video-based or media-based. So yeah, I think there's lots of opportunities down the line to really expand how much value you can deliver to a customer in terms of using Copilot to build up a response and respond to whatever that question is and using as broad a range of sources as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the one thing I'll plug, I'm excited to see us continue to improve the reporting for Fin AI Copilot. I saw a mock-up yesterday just diving into like how many of your teammates are using it, what's the usage like, how often is this being used across your workload. So of course, anytime someone's using a new tool, it's great to have that native reporting right built in to be able to understand its impact and usage for yourself and your managers to make sure the ROI is there, which in our case, it definitely has been.
Absolutely. And being able to report on what content types are adding most value and which content is being used the most, et cetera. You know, that's kind of, you know, in terms of that knowledge management, content management piece, that's absolutely kind of gold dust. Yeah.
Awesome, Declan. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you in the inbox using some Fin AI Copilot. And we'll chat again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on the ticket. Always glad to be here.
You can find out more about Fin AI Copilot by visiting intercom.com/copilot. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at intercom.com/blog/newsletter for more insights into the ever-evolving world of customer service and support. And for those of you who are passionate about product design and development, don't forget to explore our sister podcast, Intercom on Product. Find it in your podcast player of choice or visit inter.com/product podcast. As always, you'll find all of the links in the description for this episode. That's all from The Ticket for today. Thanks for listening.